Come by me, love?
Yeah, one of my favorite songs.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about the book, because I really love this. Tell people what it's about and the story. So tell them what it's based on.
It is basically about a squirrel called Wirral and his mom, who's called Sugartail, and she's the woodland storyteller. And one day, the terrible machines come, these bulldozers, and they're knocking down the forest. And in doing so, they kill his mom. So I was reading this to a bunch of kids this morning, actually, and they're all like, and depressed, you know. I said, no, it's a very sad bit, this, you know, which it is. But, so that's what happens anyway. Then Wirral decides then he must go and avenge his mum's death, and he must go off and find this magic land she always talks about called Animalia, where all the animals live happily. So he does, and it's his adventures in trying to find the animal island of Animalia, and in trying to let all the animals go free.
That's sweet. Yeah. That's a good story for anybody.
Thank you.
You're so talented, and I don't know how many people know, you're an amazing artist. I love your artwork. I have a book of yours that I'm, and you don't sell it, do you?
It's,
I want some.
My kids won't let me.
Oh, it's amazing. You should get a book of his artwork. It's incredible. You're very talented.
Oh, thank you.
First of all, everybody in the audience, by the way, is getting this book. In the audience, when I surprised them and said that they were going to get front row seats, Sharon is right there. Sharon has a question. Is it true that your wife, Heather, didn't know you sang Get Back?
That is actually true, yeah. She, her younger sister knows all the Beatles stuff, but Heather she just sort of missed it. I don't know why. I mean, how can you miss the Beatles?
I don't know. You can't, I don't know.
She was doing something at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But now she's like AC/DC and ELO, so it's all about them.
Really?
Yeah.
So then how'd she figure out you wrote that?
Well, it was playing, and she sort of said, is this you? And I said, yes, darling, it's a song called Get Back. It's very famous.
Wow. All right, and Karen is next to her. Is it true that you wear fake nails when you perform?
You have to go and tell everyone, don't you? A nationwide telly. I actually have got one fake nail, and this was Heather's idea. Because when I play my guitar, mainly when I do the song Blackbird, I've got a sort of funny finger-picking style that's not really the correct style. But anyway, I strum the strings. So at the end of a tour, I wear this nail down, and when I got to the blood and the skin, I thought, this is maybe not a great idea. Heather said, you should put an acrylic nail on that. I said, acrylic what? She said, acrylic nail. So there we were down the nail parlor.
There's your answer. All right, Paul McCartney performs again after this. Don't go away.